Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
I'm sorry. What was your name? Beck?
Zach.
Zach. Oh, I'm sorry. Just maybe the connection. I have a reservation code there. They have sent me some kind of offering for a loan.
Sure. Hold on 1 second, please. Let me pull up my screen here. And if you could repeat that code back to me, just 4 digits at a time, please.
2411.
Okay.
2901.
Okay.
0038.
All right.
3684.
3684?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One moment here. Darn it. I must have punched in a wrong number. Could you repeat it back to me, please? I'm sorry.
Okay. It was 2411.
Okay.
2901. Followed by 0038. Okay. Followed by 3684.
3684,
got it. Lyceum Health Club.
Okay, and am I speaking with Lloyd?
Yeah.
Okay, with Lyceum Health and Fitness Club, correct?
Yes, Lyceum.
Lyceum, I apologize. So, just real quickly here, we kind of have a new phone system. We had a couple of drop calls here and there. What would be a good number just in case, God forbid, the call drops and I could reach back out to you?
Okay, well, my cell phone is 609-389-5430.
Okay, perfect.
But on that, my cell phone is just about dead, and I don't have a charger right here. I'm at the right now, actually.
Okay,
so if
okay.
you do call me back, it'd probably be a limited time.
Okay. It's not happening.
You want to call me back later.
No, yeah, it's not happening that often. It's just happened a couple times over the past weeks with a couple customers. So I just wanted to be sure that I could call you back if that were to happen. So I would just like to actually verify a little bit of information that we have on file for you. Is the business still located at the 265 West 8th Street address in Ship Bottom, New Jersey?
Yeah, that's one of our businesses.
Okay. And then the class, is it a proprietorship, a C Corp, S Corp, LLC for
the
business?
It's a limited liability.
Okay.
I mean, the S Corp, yeah.
S Corp, got it.
I'm sorry, S Corp. We have actually have a couple businesses, one's in.
Okay.
LLC.
Are we going to be working with the Lyceum Health and Fitness business?
Right.
Okay. So, yeah, what you'd receive was an offer for funding. If you let me know what you're looking to do, we do have a multitude of programs. You know, I can kind of guide you in the right direction and see if we can find a good fit to assist your business.
Okay. Well, we own two fitness facilities, and we own the actual property that they're in.
Okay.
And I want to do some renovations, and right now I want to secure some short-term financing so I can go to the bank and get long-term financing. So basically that's where I stand right now.
Okay. As far as renovations, is it you bringing on new equipment, or is it just more kind of exterior, interior,
some equipment and interior renovations and all. And I would be willing to secure it with one of our units. You know, we have units that are debt free.
Okay.
So,
is there
know if that would help or not?
That could be an option. But was there a specific dollar amount in mind that you had?
Well, either the 200 or the 250.
Okay. Alrighty. And then real quickly, are you familiar or have you ever taken out a working capital loan? Have you heard about those? Or?
Usually we go to the bank and we finance our businesses through a local bank.
Uh-huh.
But we have taken out loans for equipment in the past. Like we have an existing loan that's about ready to run out from Life Fitness, who usually secures the loans for us, like on a...
Okay.
Three or four year loan for their equipment. So right now we bought like about $100,000 worth of cardio that's just about up now.
Oh wow!
But like fitness, they charge you. They charge you what they do, but they have a lease. They call it a lease option to buy, and after your payments are final, they give you a dollar buyout.
Yeah, very familiar with that. What kind of rates do they give you with regards to that equipment? Is it low single digits or?
I would think it was around, I'm thinking it's around 8%.
8%. Okay.
I think it may be 8.5. I'm not quite sure. I'd have to pull out that last time we did it, which is, like I said, like over 3 years ago. So.
Okay. So the reason I was asking about
all our equipment's paid for after that. You know, after that one expires, I mean, we basically have, you know, no loans with them.
Okay. And the reason I was asking about working capital is the way that our short-term loans work is this. We're able to lend 10 to 15% of the business's top-line revenue from the year previous. So, you know, whatever you did in sales last year, we could lend you, you know, 10 to 15%. So let's say you did $1 million, you know, we could lend you upwards of $100,000 to $150,000. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, well, our business is like, it's not in that range. Our business is like around $500,000 a year.
Okay. Okay.
So that would be 10% of that. Say that would be $50,000. I guess is what you would be able to lend us.
Yeah, I mean between 50 and 70. We could probably make available. But with regards to equipment, if you're bringing on equipment, that's an entirely different program than our working capital. So you could probably do capital and bring on equipment as well. Our equipment loans are 2 to 5 years in length, you know, monthly payment, no down payment required, and rate start as, you know, as low as right around 4.5% and can go up from there. You know, we need to take a look at time in business and cash flow and a couple other factors to actually get
4.5%?
What's that?
You said 4.5%?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a bargain.
Yeah.
I wish I would have done that the last time.
Yeah. Because
Life Fitness, I guess they have like a little thing where they give you, they kind of like, you know, it's their products they're selling you, so they give you 3 months free, which who cares, you know, basically
right.
You're paying that at the end. And yeah, I guess that's what I could do in the future. I haven't made any plans yet. I'm just like kind of looking into it now. I guess
right.
In the future, I could, if we get another line of equipment, I could probably get it through them and then lease it through you, right? I mean,
yes, exactly.
Through you.
Yeah.
So it would be a term loan then. Like, let's say if we got like $30,000 or $50,000 loan for equipment. Everything's so expensive anymore. So
yeah.
Their equipment. Maybe I could go to a different company. So if you had a $50,000 equipment and you were getting it, say, at 5%, give you,
you know, over five years. Actually, there's shorter terms as well. If you didn't want, obviously, the longer the term, the more you're going to pay in interest.
We always do like 3 years.
Yeah.
What would be 3 years on a $50,000 equipment loan per month? What would the monthly bill be? I could probably figure it out, but I don't feel like it. I probably would figure it out wrong, probably.
Yeah, let me just whip up my calculator here real quickly.
So at 5%, say, because that's probably what will happen. So it's that $2,500 a year for...
Yeah, exactly, roughly.
$7,500 plus there probably some other costs, right?
Yes.
So
well, typically...
It would end up being $60,000 for the 3 years.
You know what? Somewhere along those lines, I would, you know, really like to see, you know, some invoices and some other documentation to really give you some solid numbers. I don't want to just throw something arbitrarily out there and it be incorrect, and you have the wrong information. But yeah, that's how it works. Typically, we don't require a down payment either. It's just a first month's payment, sometimes a last. But my thought was this: if you're looking to bring on equipment and you wanted capital as well, you could do two separate transactions. One would be the equipment financing, and the other one would be the working capital to assist with, you know, just doing, I guess, the upgrades, you know, just the exteriors and interiors, the fascia and all that stuff, if you wanted to go that route.
Yeah. The other thing that I would probably wouldn't waste my time for, like a small loan, I would want to get the capital to do the whole thing, you know. That's the only problem that I would have with that. So, you know, what I would do is probably look at the local banks first and then come back to you if I couldn't get the amount that I want.
I'm
projecting out a couple hundred thousand first, you know, not 50,000.
Okay.
You know, I understand, you know, what you have there.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, too, is... I don't. How long do you project that the you know, the renovations will take you to complete?
Probably, if we start in October, November, probably wouldn't get done until next early next summer or late spring next summer, probably 8 months.
Okay. The reason I ask is this. Halfway through our loans, we can, you know, reevaluate it, bring on more capital, extend the terms as well. So that was my thought process, is we just get you maybe this about 60 initially, and halfway through we can get you some more capital, you know, maybe another 60,
that's,
70.
That's a good option, yeah.
Yeah.
I understand that. Yeah, that's probably what the bank would do too, like probably some kind of, like when we built our last business, our last gym, they did it that way. They gave you, like, when you got half done, they gave you so much, or every time you need a, you take a draw on the construction loan.
Yeah.
But, okay, I understand that. And what is your, what interest rate are we talking, the same ballpark, like 4.5 to, depending on what you're getting to hire?
Yeah, well, the working capital loans are unsecured, so majority of the risk is on our end, so they are, it is a little more expensive. It's right around, starts at 10 cents on the dollar and can go up from there. Again,
okay,
we look
so
at
10% then.
Yeah, roughly.
Okay. Yeah, but how about if it's secured with a building?
Then it would be back down right around. Yeah, no, we can. Right around 4.5% again, kind of a tip similar to your equipment loans. And then, again, it would go up, you know, just need to look at some factors like time of business, credit, and cash flow.
But everything, your bottom line is based on revenue, not based on security.
Exactly. Yeah. It's based on cash flow.
Nothing would be based on security. Okay. All right,
yeah.
Zach. All right, I appreciate your time.
Yeah, how about, would you be open to me, just shoot you out an email, you know, of the requirements that we would need in case you want to see what we can make
that
available?
Okay. Yeah, my email is llloyd54 at verizon.net.
At Verizon, okay.
All right, Zach, thank you for your time, and just shoot that over. I'm actually at work right now, so I got to run, and
okay.
I'll look for that later today when I get home.
Yeah, would you like me to follow up with you next week just to see if there's any questions to answer and all that good stuff?
Yeah, or I might respond in the email, you know, if I think about, you know, anything that I would be interested in doing.
Sounds great.
Thanks,
yeah.
Zach.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Right,
have
bye.
A great day, and keep your eyes peeled for that email.
Bye.